Look out, evil! Here comes Action Jones! World-renowned private eye, first-class world spy, ladies' man on any night, but a respectful ladies' man acceptable for a postmodern 2000s audience. All criminals run when they hear him coming. Watch out, crime! Here comes Action Jones!
Welcome back to another installment of The Escapades of Action Jones. We find our heroes waiting for a criminal to show their face. Meanwhile, inside, the club is full of people. The owner enters with purpose. Probably had a rough night of kidnapping and killing. Or, judging from his temper, not kidnapping and killing.
Mr. Backslash, sir. Some men and a boy, they came in here looking for you.
What a tantalizingly illustrious development, my land-abled minion. Did they say what they wanted?
No. It wasn't clear. One of them seemed kinda weird.
Well, weird is a matter of opinion, my stereotypical Italian bartender, but, what kind of weird?
Like he's, not in the right time period or something.
Right. That is stupendously unhelpful, you undistinguished dolt. Anything else?
The kid was a junior private eye. I didn't know they did official business.
And just what in the seven grand gondola gods of ancient Babylonia did you tell him, huh, Slick? Answer me!
Just that you're not going to be back until around 10-ish.
You fool! I could just... Ow! Rope it in. No need to panic, dash backslashes. That was just an, I hope you're all having fun. Please give us 5 stars on Yelp Scream. Also, 30 gondoladas on the house! Now let's keep dancing, everybody, huh? DJ!
I'm sorry, boss. I didn't know not to tell you when you came back.
You tell them to illuminate our back exit with their fancy questions, and then alight me with the gondola signal, just like we practiced. I knew your primitive hooch-pouring brain wasn't paying attention during them training drills. Still think they were a waste of time and that they're keeping you away from precious moments with your newborn daughter. Huh? Now I slap you with my oar hand!
Stop right there, Dash Backslash. I'm here to put an end to your sick games. Where's the madam?
James, I literally just said we have to be patient. We can't just run up on him like before.
That's not how Explosion James operates.
Are you acting for the camera phones?
Yes. If it ain't the world famous Private Dick himself, Action Jones. I see your internationally known infinitude of incompetence has not declined your uncanny ability to stumble half-assedly into the answers. Now, don't either of you make another move, or I swear I'm gonna put a gondola oar right through her supercilium.
I don't think so.
James, don't. He's not bluffing.
You best listen to your former boss, Gumshoe, and don't you move. You'll never catch me, Action Jones! God, I've always wanted to say that. It felt really good.
He's getting away, Mr. Jones! And with another woman!
Well, thanks, Tommy. Only we had you here earlier to help point out what was already happening right in front of us.
Don't project your anger for your failures onto me.
I don't even own a projector, kid. Let's talk home movies later. We can't let him get away. Follow me, Tommy. I have a feeling I'm going to need your skills.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones.
You should stay here, James. Make sure the cameras get the whole story.
If they're gonna film, I'll give them a show. It's good for the brand.
Action and Tommy chase after Dash, but he escapes into a hidden tunnel system under the club. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, top of the morning to you, me darling.
I'm O'Donnell McRonald,
your friendly neighborhood leprechaun, here to sprinkle a bit of the old Irish luck on your lunch. Whether you're hankering for a Big Sam Rock Burger, Lucky Potato Famine Fries, or a famous pot of gold rainbow sundae, we got something to tickle your taste buds and warm your heart. Our food is made with a dash of Irish charm and a whole lot of whiskey. A whole lot. Come jollily jaunt over and grab an old laddie meal for your wee ones, too. And remember, at McRonald's, we don't just like our food. Da-da-da-da-da. We have strong feelings about it. McRonald's, bringing the taste of Ireland to your table every day.
We now return to your regularly scheduled program. After a brief attempt to follow the villainous gondola knave, Action and Tommy find themselves lost in the dark with only the light of Action's cigarette to show them the way.
Well, Tommy, it appears that smoking has come through for us this time.
Action! I still can't see anything, and now I'm getting smoke in my face. Why do we use lit cigarettes? Can't we just use the lighter to see?
I don't have the money for another lighter, and this needs to last me the whole trip. Now, come on, I feel like we're catching up.
Maybe we should call Explosion James.
Great idea, Tommy.
Wow, didn't think you'd ever actually ask him for help.
Help? So, yes, this is a fakely Namison. Yes. Well, totally real. It's Dutch or something. Anyway, I'm with the local dog pound. It would appear that all of our dogs have gotten out and are currently using your front lawn as a big toilet. Oh, we're not sure who let the dogs out, but we insist you return home immediately in case the dogs unionize and take over your house. Thank you, and have a great day. That was a fantastic idea, Tommy. Now he'll have to go home instead of interrupting my case more. I think someone just got themselves a raise.
I'm an unpaid intern. Action! What was that noise?
Hey, who's there? Stand back, Tommy. Consider that your warning shot. Got him.
You brought your gun!
Of course I brought my gun. I wouldn't leave home without it.
How did you get it on the plane?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but I do need to see a proctologist when we get back to the States. Ugh, this cigarette isn't bright enough.
Use your lighter! I will buy you a pack when we get out of these catacombs.
My God, miss, are you okay? He must have shot you after I shot him, and then he ran off leaving you here to die. Shh, it's okay, miss. Save your strength. We'll get that bastard for what he's done to you. Now stay here and don't bleed too much. If you can do that, then if we don't take too long, you may just make it.
Oh no, faithful listeners. The villainous Donald Galario, a.k.a. Dash Backslash, has seemingly turned the tables on the two crime solvers. Looks like our heroes may be in a tidbit of a flippy nibble.